The fighting around the Tripoli International Airport does continue, but rebels say they are making gains, and they point to this as evidence. A mobile home that they say they just captured from Gaddafi's farm, located around 15 minutes from here. Now, they said as they entered, they did encounter some resistance. There were some firefights, but they said they've begun to comb through this sprawling farm complex, and they've brought this to show to the other rebel fighters. Now, it does seem to be in fairly good condition. There are a few boxes back here with almonds, water. There's a toilet that is fully functional. And then in the kitchen, everything seems to be packed away, but a fully equipped kitchen. There was water in the refrigerator as well. Yep. There's sheets on both beds in the bedrooms. Rebels were speculating that perhaps Gaddafi had spent a night here recently. There's absolutely no way to verify that at this stage. Then they pulled this out, your toiletries kit that contains items for men and for women. And in the back here, they'd earlier showed us a gas mask that they say they found. There's also your other basic things inside this second toilet and shower. And then in the back, what is the main living room area. So not too many personal belongings here, actually. But still, the rebels say that this is an indication that they feel that they're closing in. They're beginning to uncover more about the way that Gaddafi lived, because they really did not have much access to that. One of the young fighters was saying that being on that farm, seeing this, seeing the complex, Gaddafi's air-conditioned tents that he said were set up outside, made him realize just what a life of luxury their leader was living, while he says they continue to suffer. Arwa Damon, CNN at the Tripoli International Airport.